Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
I'm loving the song name of this next one as well. I'm very curious.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. You're not sober?
I say we've hit October.
Oh, we've hit October. I thought you said I'm not sober, but both of those could be true.
Yes, it's true.
We are in October, and we are on the fourth song from the My Iron Lung EP from September of 1994. This one is called Punch Drunk Love Sick Sing Along. Mouthful of words.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what you think of it. I honestly don't know if I remember it, but I'm pretty sure once I hear it, I'll say, oh yeah, I remember that kind of. Because as mentioned before, I did have this on CD, and I think I broke the CDs.
Oh.
Because I don't have them anymore. So I don't know what the heck happened to them, but.
Is that an intentional breaking or?
No.
Is there a story there?
Gotcha. No, I used to, although I did have some CDs that reminded me of ex-girlfriends that I would, you know.
I see.
Put whiteout on them and then throw them out the window or.
Gotcha.
Whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
All that good stuff, yeah.
Does when they're in their 20s and it's the 90s.
Of course, and especially this, like, style of songs, it will do that.
Exactly. So let's see how much of a sing-along this song is.
Yeah.
Go!
Ooh. I can feel the love-sickiness almost already, like the...
Yes.
They're impressing me with, like, the diversity that I'm getting, though, because I felt like Pablo Honey was a lot more, like, cohesive and, like, that it was just so similar.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they've got a lot more going on now already, I can tell.
Yeah, agreed. Well, those are sad notes. Those notes make me feel sad. You haven't heard him sing like this yet either, have you?
Not so much, no, I don't think so. It's slower.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your first experience with his really, like, beautiful singing voice when he wants to use it.
Which is interesting. I was going to say, because of all the songs, this is, like, one of the least sing-along-y, in a way.
Yeah.
But now I think, like, we are getting there.
Yeah, this is really good. You're going to hear a lot of singing like this in the future.
I'm really digging it. Like, it's just got like a... It's like we're delving into him more. Like, we're getting more like intimate.
I would agree
with
that.
We're like breached like a, you know, like exterior of like rah, rah, rah. And he's a bit more like tender now.
Before Ooh, that keyboard.
This really wasn't what I was expecting from this song when I saw the title.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is, even this guitar part doesn't really sound very, this isn't the Radiohead we've been listening to up to this point.
No, not at all, but it is very, like, evocative, like,
yeah,
in such a different way, which is really cool and interesting.
Yeah, we know it's them, but it's very not what we've heard, yeah.
Yeah, which is really nice to see.
Spreading their wings a bit.
Yeah. Wow, I really liked that. Like, again, it was like the first we've heard of him being like that. And it was just like, we're getting closer to them in a way. We've like, yeah, we've breached like a certain phase, and it's like we're getting more of the flavors of what lies beneath. So that was really cool.
Yeah, now you know why we're in season two.
Yeah, for sure. It feels like it now. Like, it definitely is like, okay, we are there. Like, I get
things
it.
Things are happening.
Yeah, for sure.
So how do you feel about that? I'm going to let you go on that one first.
Yeah, so pretty much what I said, like, as in, I think this is an ed for me. Like, I could even go higher, like, but I don't know how much of that is just because it's the first example of this style. So there might be other versions that might be like do it even like better, maybe. But I definitely liked the transition away from just classic, like, you know, that rah rah rah. This was a lot more intimate and just, yeah, quite beautiful actually. Like, it was like there was an intimacy with it that I feel like he doesn't usually like hold off that like carefully. It's more like there's a lot more like aggression usually in some way, or like more acting out. Whereas this was just kind of like we're just kind of like sitting there and meandering, but not in like a boring way. It's like quite captivating.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's me. So we're
going. So you're going to give that an ed, and I think I'm also going to give that an ed, especially for a first song that has that new feeling to it. Putting it here in the right after two very different kind of songs.
Absolutely.
I wonder if anyone who bought this really thinking that they were getting in the same old Radiohead heard these things, and you know, I would just wonder like what they would imagine they were getting into if they heard it.
Right.
You know, especially kind of coming from where you are, which you're not getting the same old Radiohead before. And for you, it's like, wow, these layers and this beauty and this ever-changing band, you know, it's quite nice.
I think that's really past. I think a lot of people maybe sort of in their teens when they were looking up to like these bands, I think showing that sort of vulnerability, I think would have been quite a powerful thing of not just being like we're in a mosh and rah, rah, rah. Like it was nice to have that something different.
Agreed. This actually reminded me, it gave me the feeling of a different track that we're not going to hear for, well, the episode, we're not going to be recording that episode soon, but based on what I can tell, it'll come out 8 months from now.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to getting there then.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you the title of it.
Sure. I'll be surprised when it comes, and I'll see if I can. I'm going to be constantly listening out for what sounds like this vibe from now on.
For those who have heard that song, I'll just say that it's from a very popular soundtrack to a Baz Luhrmann movie that came out that year. So, that gives you a hint. Exactly. If that gives you a hint, then it does. If it doesn't, then we'll see you in 8 months.
Yeah, let's see if you remember to give that call back when we get there.
Yeah, I'm going to try. But on that note, I hope you all try and sing along to this song afterwards, because I couldn't.
I'm definitely going to be listening to it. I like that.
Cool. See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. I wasn't expecting that.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram at Head Full of Radio.